And we see here, dated September 19th, Manhattan could be flooded, and New York could suffer as much damage as New Orleans if it were hit by a catastrophic hurricane like the one that passed just north of the city in 1938, experts warned on Monday. Quote, major hurricanes are not limited to the Gulf Coast in Florida, end quote, said James Lee Witt, who was director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency from 1993 to 2000 in the Clinton administration. Yes, FEMA listeners, we know a lot about FEMA that have done our research over the years. The alternative government, the alternative federal government, in a state of emergency, taking control of communications, taking control of transportation, taking control of food. It's all chronicled and documented by executive orders, listeners, executive orders. Now, I'm just looking on the news right now. The intensity of Hurricane Rita is 150 miles per hour. More than Katrina, listeners. And we certainly chronicled G. Edward Griffin's determination about what FEMA was all about. We did that earlier in the week. Dennis has it on the website. It's there for you to research yourself on AmericanExpose.com. And make sure you tell them Chris sent you to make sure I get funded for that direction for shortwave. Otherwise, no shortwave for Gerner listeners. Keep in mind, always, it doesn't change Executive Order 13107 of December 10th, 1998, an executive order entitled Implementation of Human Rights Treaties. And that allows anyone to leave his country and go back to his country. There it is. We, in this country, can make a difference with the increase of numbers. We've already chronicled the fact that weather modification exists. We've already chronicled through various sources that stirring hurricanes can be done. If that's the case, why aren't they stirring them away from our country? Isn't this a weather weapon being used on us to devastate our country, people? And with a combination of other events that may be prepared for us, are we not being brought to our knees now? And this is why it's so paramount to chronicle weather modification, to question weather modification, to question whether this is happening or not. This is what needs to be done to the major news sources, the major talk show hosts all over the country. It has to be chronicled. It has to be brought to the forefront of topics of speech today. Because, listeners, this is a weapon, in my opinion. Weather as a weapon being used to devastate, just like the tsunami at the end of last year. Very obvious to me that it was set off. Because what did they start doing? There's no building on the coast. Sustainable communities being built.